Lord God, even now, you are looking upon us with understanding and compassion, more eager to bless our lives than we are to seek your blessings. We turn to you in prayer that a way may be opened into your grace through which we may receive your love. We come together in glad remembrance of times past when you have dealt with us according to your loving kindness. Especially we thank you for the new life that you have given some in Christ, for the light that has come to the lives of some through the opening of the Scriptures, for the glory that has been opened to some lives through commitment and service. We thank you for the ways that lives have been strengthened by the glad experiences of yesterday and for the hopes for tomorrow because of your love and concern. We thank you for healing physical ailments and repairing spiritual brokenness. Oh God, we realize that not all in this fellowship have been renewed by the power of the risen Christ. Indeed, some do not know his presence. For them we pray, and we ask you to work with them in these moments. On this Easter day, we offer ourselves to the work of Jesus Christ with willingness. If we're inclined to excess frivolity, may we know that life includes seriousness and reverence. If we are heedless, fire our imaginations with devotion and concern. If we become calloused, smooth the rough edges with the touch of your compassion. If we become small, grant us a vision of brotherhood. If we become selfish, show us that richness comes through sharing and through giving. If we become hopeless, charge us with a confident faith. When we are unsympathetic, grant us a sympathy which rejoices with them who rejoice and weeps with those who weep. If you are now leading us through some gloom and mystery, may we find that even the clouds drop manna and the sunlight bursts through on new days. If you are now leading us through green pastures, may we recognize the presence of the Good Shepherd. Come now, Lord, and resurrect yourself in our spirits and lives so that we can with assurance know that you are present to guide and strengthen us for all that we do in your name. Come now and shake the lethargy from our hearts, the dullness from our minds, and the vagueness from our spirits. Come now with your living presence and change our lives and never permit us to be the same again. Come now and shatter our masks, take away our pride, and lift us into a new relationship with you and with one another. And now, Lord, as we wait in a quiet, silent moment, will you listen to the aspirations, the needs of our heart? Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I want to say kind of a personal thing to start with this morning. And it's kind of a feeling, I guess, because there's really no place in the whole world I would rather be this morning than here with you, the Church of Jesus Christ, to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. For our Christian people, Easter Sunday radiates the very life and the vitality, the light and the joy the grace and the thanksgiving of God. And believe me, if anyone needs those things, it is all of us, and I suppose in a very special way, the pastor of a community of Christ's people. And sometimes the lack of response, the slowness of progress, and the frustrations makes it somewhat exasperating for a Christian clergyman. Things like this that a pastor shared with me, and it's a word of hope for clergymen. He said, Pastor, he wrote, Pastors, be thankful when you make a parish call on several shut-ins, but you find that one has gone to the hairdresser, another one is visiting her sister in Buffalo, and a third one is at her bridge club. He also says, be thankful when you enter the church to lead the worship service, and the suppressed voice of a child says, Mommy, is that God? Be thankful, he says, when you begin a church meeting with prayer and ask for a deeper spiritual commitment and a greater sense of mission, and you spend the remainder of the evening discussing property and finance. And he further says, be thankful when your son tells you he wants to be a minister when he grows up, and you ask him why, and he says, so I can shout at people and then shake their hands afterwards. Those are the kinds of frustrations that clergy have, and it's well and wonderful and recreating to be with the people of God, not only on a Sunday morning like this, but at various times, and particularly in our shared experiences of worship and celebration. And I am thankful to be here, just as I am thankful for all that God is doing in and through this church, and all that he has promised that he's going to do in the days to come. We have much to celebrate today, and so, as we have already been doing, let us make a joyful noise to the Lord. But a joyful noise that will not end at 10:30 or afterwards, maybe a little before, but a joyful noise that will resound from every housetop in this community and for the whole world to hear. A joyful noise, the Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Now you and I know that there is nothing more important to the Christian faith and to the individual Christian than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, where would you be, where would you and I be today if Jesus Christ had not risen from the dead? What if you'd gotten up early this morning, put on your Easter clothes, walked to the door of the church, and found the lights off, the organ silent, the pulpit empty, no lilies, and the pews empty? Would you think you had the wrong day, or that your clock had failed to go off, or that the town had been evacuated during the night and the civil defense people forgot to tell you? Now that's something, if you can place yourself in that kind of imaginative position, that's how Mary Magdalene felt at dawn on the first Easter Sunday. Because when she came to the tomb where Jesus had been laid, he was not there. The soldiers were not there. Nobody was there. And she was afraid. But as she wept, she heard the voice of the one who had changed her life, and she recognized the risen Christ standing before her. And she was not afraid anymore. And she was not afraid anymore. My friends, when you recognize the risen Christ standing beside you, you'll never be afraid again. Fred Craddock tells about a teacher at a university who died. She had been a first-rate teacher with a zest for life. This is what he says. 5 years ago, she, that is this teacher, went to her room alone, and she heard a knock at the door. She went to the door, and it was Old Death. She slammed the door, locked the door, and went to a doctor. And with some surgery and therapy, she was able, after a while, to return to her classes. And she was doing fine. And we all embraced her and said, "Ha ha, you got him." About 2 years ago, she went alone. She was alone in her room, and she heard a knock at the door. She went to the door, and it was Old Death. She locked the door and rushed back to the doctor. There was more surgery, more therapy, and she came through. And we all said, "Ha ha, you got him again." A few months ago, she heard a knock at the door, went to the door, and it was Old Death. She slammed the door and tried to lock it, but the lock was broken. And so she called her friends, she called her family, and we all came, and we took turns leaning against the door. Once in a while, we would look out the window, and that yellow-faced thing was still there, waiting. But we leaned ever harder on the door. One morning she said, "Back away from the door," and we backed away, and it opened, and there he stood, Old Death. He reached down to get her, and he was embarrassed. Old Death was embarrassed. Because in his left hand was rest, and in his right hand was peace, and he was whipped. Old Death was whipped. It's possible. Old Death has been overcome. That's what faith in God can do. Remove your fear, even of death. It will overcome your fear of failure, your fear of things seen and unseen, yea, your fear of death. For we believe in a God who has raised his own Son up out of the grave, that we might have life. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So Christians, rise to greet the dawn. Mary, and all of you who are afraid, Jesus Christ is risen today. Now the scriptures tell us that Mary ran to tell Peter and John. But Peter and John and others had deserted Jesus just a few days before. Deserted him in his most critical hours. Now, if you have ever betrayed a friend, if you have ever turned your back on a neighbor in need, if you have ever been bothered by guilt, then multiply that feeling that you had 1,000-fold. And you may get some idea what Peter and John felt when Mary came to tell them the news. And they ran to the tomb, They looked in and saw that it was empty. And by evening of the same day, their guilt had been washed away and their broken hearts had been healed. For they believed and they knew that Jesus Christ, their Lord, was risen. A mother in Maryland, a mother of eight, was visiting her next door neighbor one day. And when she returned home, she walked into her living room and she saw her five youngest children huddled in the center of the room on the floor on the new carpet. And they were very much involved with something wiggly and squirmy. On closer examination, and to her total dismay, she discovered that the children had gathered a family of young skunks. In horror, she screamed, "Run, children, run!" Whereupon, each child grabbed a skunk and ran. That's something of a parable of our lives. We may be horrified by that part of our lives which is selfish, sinful, neglectful, cruel, and yet we cannot leave it behind any more than those early disciples could escape from their weak and their sinful nature. When the Lord appeared to his disciples in the upper room, Jesus' words were calm and clear. "Peace be with you." And when he said this, he showed them his hands in his side, and they were glad, for he told them that they had been forgiven. Rise then to greet the dawn, Peter, John, and all you who suffer this day from guilt or from despair. God has forgiven you, and he has given you life. Jesus Christ is risen today. And let's say one more thing. I'm sure you know and love the old spiritual, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb?" And my spirit soars when I hear that sung around Easter each year. But at the same time, I must confess that the words have always troubled me as well. Oh, I do understand that we are all involved as part of humanity in those events of long ago. But the fact remains that I was not there when they crucified my Lord. I wasn't there when Mary Magdalene in the garden, when she saw him face to face. Nor was I there when Jesus saw his disciples in the upper room and said, "Peace be with you." We who live on this side of Easter, we need a sign, something that we can grab onto, and by the grace of God, we have that sign today. Supported by the Scriptures, sustained by the Holy Spirit, and surrounded by the witnesses saints down through the ages, we are the sign of the living presence of God. We are the church of the living Christ. And that, my friends, is your sign of the living Christ, the church. The church that he created, the church that he lived for, the church he died for, the church he rose from dead to sustain, the church that is his body on earth. You cannot receive the graces of God outside the congregation, the community of his people, the sign of his living presence. Where would you be today without the resurrection? You wouldn't be here, because you wouldn't have anything to celebrate. There would be no hallelujah choruses, no hymns of grace and glory, no faith to hold you up, no church to hold you together, no world with the hope of salvation, no world with the promise of life, no peace to calm your fears, no forgiveness to remove your guilt. But by the grace of God, and because Jesus Christ has risen, you'll never know a world like that unless you so close him off that you never touch his life with your life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have life everlasting. Faith has overcome fear. God's grace has washed away your guilt. So rise. Rise to greet the dawn. Jesus Christ is risen today. Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, may that experience of Easter be a personal experience with each one, where language closes our minds. May you, through the power of grace, touch our hearts. Where our hearts are closed by hostility and resentment, will you, through the power of your Spirit, forgive us and make us whole, that we will not miss life, that we may not miss life because we have been too busy or had our lives too cluttered with other things. Come, touch the spirit of each one gathered here in the name of Christ. Amen. Shall we stand together? Now may the grace, the peace, and the love that comes from God the Father, the Son, and his Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.